To find out more about today's topics, go to travelbagswithanita.com. Now, back to the show on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN AM 550. Our destination today is Sapelo Island, one of the Georgia Berry Islands. And sitting in with me today are co-hosts Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel and Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, you have been listening to us talk about Sapelo and the history and a bit about Hog Hammock. And I'm sure these descriptions of Hog Hammock community have you really wondering. So what would it be like to grow up on an island and just have that as your playground? So we have joining us today is Cornelia Bailey, who has written a book describing her life growing up on Sapelo, and she still lives there today. And her many colorful stories will certainly have you sitting on the edge of your seat, because that's exactly what happened the first time I heard her. And her book, God, Dr. Buzzard, and the Bolito Man, is really a great read. After you hear this conversation we're going to have, you will definitely order this book or run out and buy it. So welcome, Cornelia. We're glad to have you here.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
And do you remember when we first met and Bill and I came and we sat around your kitchen table listening to you talk about the book?
Sure did.
I know. That was really, really great. It was definitely the highlight of that trip and certainly what started us coming back. So, can you tell us about, just get started, because, I mean, you are the storyteller, so just tell us, what was it like growing up on Sapelo?
It was great, because, well, for one thing, we didn't have anything to compare growing up on the mainland to, so growing up on Sapelo was just great. We had, you know, your mom, brothers, sisters, father, and all your extended family, and it was just great. We just roamed the island, we learned things about it. We learned how to make traps to catch birds. We learned how to go crabbing at an early age until my brother got bit on his finger by a crab, and, you know, that was his thumb that he would use for sucking, so he had to switch over to the other thumb. but we learned everything. You know, I caught my first fish when I was, like, 4 years old, so it was great growing up over here.
Cornelia, you are such an amazing storyteller. I mentioned to Nita that I just want to sit at your feet and hear your stories. I grew up in a small town in South Georgia, and when you tell your stories, they just remind me of, you know, some of the stories that I experienced growing up. But what I wanted to find out is, why did you name your book God, Dr. Buzzard, and the Bolito Man?
At first, it's supposed to have a simple title, like Sapelo Stories, you know, one of those simple things. Then I went to church one day, and while we was there, and the minister, as he dismissed church, he said, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Amen. And right then, I said, and who was sitting by me started laughing when I said, and God and Dr. Buzzard and the Bolito Man, too. So I came home and I changed the title. So it came to me in church, first Sunday in church, when the minister did give the dismissal. So that's how the title came about.
I love that.
Wow.
Well, the thing about Sapelo that's incredible is the fact that there's such a tying with the people in the land. I mean, you talked about fishing and cast netting and also cooking. You're an excellent cook. Could you talk a little bit about Geechee Gullah cooking?
Well, I turned that over to my husband, but since he's not on the phone, I guess that's up to me.
I like that, Cornelia. I did the same thing. I turned it over to the husband.
My husband does most of the cooking, but still, you know, he does let me get in the kitchen once in a while, so I will come up with something. And we're preparing, as usual, this is Easter coming up, and so we're going to have our collard greens and baked ham and apple pie and that sort of stuff, and, you know, that we're going to have the traditional. And if my husband is in a good mood, he might even have us a big raccoon. So it depends on what we're going to have for Easter. And so, but we cook traditional stuff that you know about, and then we cook non-traditional stuff that most people might never even heard of. But so clam and gravy is one of our favorite, as well as oysters with gravy as well. So all the oysters are not roasted now. Some of them is cooked with a nice gravy with lots of onion inside of it, with a nice brown gravy that's served over rice or grits. as well. So there's various ways we cook it. You know, we don't do the oyster perlo only or the roasted oysters, but any way you can fix the seafood, we do it.
Are you going to do any of the Sapelo Island famous red peas?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do red peas this year. We're planting red peas, and we might even cook some, but I'm trying to save all of my seeds. So I got about almost a gallon of seed, and so that's for our garden that we're going to do. So I think I'm not cooking any this time. Yes, so we're saving that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the red pea?
The red pea, when other people were having black-eyed peas, we had black-eyed peas too, but it was never used for the celebration of New Year. We always had red peas over here on the island. Ever since I grew up, everybody planted red peas. And I'll go places and I'll talk about the red pea, and somebody in the audience always correct me and said, "Excuse me, you must be mean red beans." And I'm going, "No, I know the difference between a beans and a pea. It's a pea, it's a red pea, it's a peas. It's a tiny brick red peas." And we will have that for New Year's night. We cook it some other time too, but mostly in the wintertime. But especially on New Year's, we have red peas for good luck.
I don't think
it's cooked together. Just the two words, whether it's "and" and "with." If we say we're having red peas with rice, then it's separate. And if we say red peas and rice, it's cooked together.
Okay.
So that's how we define it.
Do the red peas taste differently than the black-eyed peas?
It does. It has a different taste. Yes. Black-eyed peas can get quite mushy when you cook it sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Red peas doesn't. It stays firm. It has a firm texture to it, even when you, no matter how long you cook it, it never gets that mushy like black-eyed peas would if you overcook it.
Oh, that's...
So it's nice. It blends in well with the rice.
Okay, for those of you just joining us, you are listening to Cornelia Bailey from Sapelo Island, talking about her life growing up on Sapelo and her book, God, Dr. Buzzard, and the Bolito Man. Now, Cornelia, just continue telling us a little bit about day-to-day life on Sapelo.
Well, for instance, today, I had a doctor's appointment at 11:15, so that meant I got up this morning, saw to it that the grandkids we keep is all face washed, got their breakfast, we all caught the boat at 7 o'clock, got in our vehicle on the other side, and had breakfast in town, which is great, and did some shopping. Some Easter shopping, and got to the doctor's office at 11 o'clock, and then went out to lunch. And so you're putting all of that. You visit relatives while you're there. You do shopping while you're there. You go to the drugstore while you're there. So you do plan your day around everything that you need to have done. And that's when you go off the island. While you're here on the island, it consists of mostly what you want to do. If you want to go fishing, you go fishing. You go to the beach for a nice long walk. You can do that also. Or just sit in the yard for a get-together. We have lots of what we call get-togethers over here.
You sit in the yard
and somebody else come by and join you, and then somebody else comes by and join you, and next thing you know, you got a dozen or more people just sitting under the tree having a get-together. That is after we done did everything else.
Sapelo has three beautiful churches. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
We have... First African Baptist Church. One of the original ones is in an abandoned community called Raccoon Bluff. But we use that on special occasion. We will have services down there. Our church was, that one was built when we had a great hurricane in 1898, and we had on neighboring Blackbeard Island, there was a quarantine station there, and it was a hospital. So when the hurricane blew most all of that down, well, some of the lumber floated to Sapelo, and the rest of it my forefathers asked the federal government for, and so the church was built in Raccoon Bluff, which was a very large community at that time. And then we moved it in 1968 to our present site and community here, and so we still have that church, and we're celebrating its 147th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
Then we have Trent Luke that was established 18 years later.
Mm-hmm. That's
so we have
great.
Two churches.
Oh, wow.
Three, rather. Yes.
Cornelia, I was reading one of your articles titled I Am Sapelo, and it was just absolutely so enjoyable. What I most enjoyed was how you described the toys your dad made for you, the balloons, the whistles. Can you talk a little about that? Because it was fascinating.
Well, my first balloon that we ever had, never seen a real balloon, and Papa killed a hog. Everybody used to raise a hog. And he killed this large hog, and so when he was taking everything out of it, the entrails and everything, and he separated one thing from the other, and he separated the bladder, and he set it aside, and after everything was done, he took it, he washed it, and while the ashes that he used for making the water hot so he can scald the hair off the hog and stuff, it was just warm ashes, and he took that bladder, and he rolled it in that warm ashes, and he stretched it. He kept rolling it, and he stretched it and pulled on it, and stretched it and pulled and warm until it thinned out. And when it thinned out, he blew it up for us, and it was like a giant ash-colored beach ball. And that was the first balloon we ever had, and so that was the first balloon we had. He said long time ago they also used to use that for carrying water.
Oh, my. Yeah. How creative and resourceful. I just found that amazing.
Well, Cornelia, this has been really fascinating talking to you. And there are so many, 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 many more stories that I know that you could share with our listeners.
Lots of them.
Lots of stories. So why don't you tell everyone where they can find your book? Because I think that's the best spot to send them to.
And most bookstores, larger bookstores, and especially minority-owned bookstores, you can find it online on Amazon.com, and definitely you can find it on Sapelo. So when you come over here to visit me, you can also get it, or you can even order it, and I will autograph it for you and send it back. So any way you want it, we'll see to it that you get it.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll put it on our website, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll be right back on WDUN